AM Update News. I'm Margaret Tamaribus, and it's 8:02. Alaska's Office of Children's Services is holding off answering questions about a Bethel man who's accused of child molestation. Alaska Dispatch reports OCS Director Christy Lawton announced Tuesday that the agency would pause answering questions relating to 69-year-old Peter Tony's case. The announcement was in response to a motion filed in Fairbanks Superior Court Tuesday by Tony's attorney, Mark Osterman. Osterman saying that documents released by OCS to certain media outlets is affecting Tony's right to a fair trial. As of Tuesday afternoon, Judge Douglas Blankenship had not ruled on the filing. 69-year-old Peter Tony was originally charged in June with molesting a young girl in an unlicensed daycare and later additionally charged with sexually abusing a foster child in his care in 1998. The Air Force is moving back the deadline for people to comment on its plan to move F-16 fighter jets from Fairbanks to Anchorage. The new deadline for comments on the draft environmental impact statement is August 30th. It had been this Friday. The Air Force moved the deadline back after members of Alaska's congressional delegation complained there wasn't enough time for people to submit their comments. Air Force officials earlier this year proposed moving the F-16 squadron from Eielson Air Force Base to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. The Air Force says it could save about $227 million, but there's been widespread opposition to the plan, led by the state's congressional delegation. The National Transportation Safety Board will investigate after a barge hit a moored Coast Guard cutter. The NTSB says in a release that the accident happened Sunday in the Cordova Harbor when the tug Crystal Sea was moving its attached barge, the Cordova Provider. The agency says the provider's front section hit the Coast Guard cutter Sycamore, damaging the port bow. There were no injuries in the 7 a.m. accident. Two NTSB marine safety investigators are en route to Cordova. Their preliminary accident report is due within 30 days. President Barack Obama is laying out a plan to simplify and lower corporate tax rates. APRN's Peter Granitz reports it's getting mixed reaction from Alaska senators. The president is offering an olive branch to Republicans, reducing the corporate tax rate from 35% to 28%. It would be even lower for manufacturing companies.
I don't want to go through the same old arguments where I propose an idea and the Republicans just say no because it's my idea.
The president aims to collect money from companies to bring foreign earnings back to the country. That one-time fee would pay for increased spending on infrastructure and high-tech job training. Get used to the term grand bargain. When Congress returns to Washington in September, it will need to vote to keep the government afloat. And there will be tons of talk of a grand bargain, an agreement to corral the deficit and control the debt. The president is framing his new idea as a grand bargain for the middle class. But to many legislators, tax rates are just one piece of a grand bargain.
We need to look at tax reform from a more holistic perspective.
Senator Lisa Murkowski says Congress needs to address personal rates as well, and any grand bargain needs to tackle government spending. Sequestration and higher tax rates on upper-income earners have reduced the growth of the deficit, but Murkowski says Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security remain untouched.
It's been kind of radio silence when it comes to the mandatory spending side. That is part of the equation as well.
Senator Mark Begich says he's introduced a revenue-neutral tax reform bill, meaning it won't add to the deficit. That bill is co-sponsored by Democrat Ron Wyden, who could be the next chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, and Indiana Republican Dan Coats. Begich says he's lukewarm on the president's plan. He hasn't seen too many details yet.
If it's just the C corporations, then you're really not helping the bulk of this economy, which is driving the growth in our small economy right now, which is small business. And that's what I want to focus on. So I prefer to label it business tax relief, not corporate tax relief.
Meaning he'd like to see a restructuring of the tax code for limited liability corporations. It's unclear how much the new proposals would cost the federal government. The price tag will surely be a sticking point in negotiations. And many in Congress say even though a grand bargain with entitlement spending reforms paired with personal and corporate tax rewrites is tantalizing, it will take time. More time than Congress has. It will be in session for only 9 legislative days until the end of the fiscal year. Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell says the federal government has failed to prepare to take advantage of economic opportunities in the Arctic. He says the state and federal government need to work together and move forward with resource development to attract economic interest from other nations. Treadwell's remarks came after a report was released by the Center for Strategic and International Studies on Tuesday that focused on Arctic economics in the 21st century. In a release, Treadwell emphasizes that development of natural resources is a driving force for the Arctic economy. He says without production, there is no money to support jobs, schools, or businesses. Treadwell says the state is working to take advantage of economic benefits in the Arctic. He cited Governor Parnell's More Alaska Production Act, as well as the goal to start seismic exploration in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. And the state will ask the director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to reconsider a decision rejecting Alaska's exploration plan for ANWR. Regional Fish and Wildlife Service Director Jeffrey Haskett, in a letter last week, said the authorization for an exploration program on the coastal plain of the refuge expired in 1987. The state proposed an exploration plan aimed at determining the oil and gas potential in the refuge. State Natural Resources Commissioner Dan Sullivan has said that under the Alaska National Interests Lands Conservation Act, the Interior Secretary must approve an exploration plan if it meets the necessary requirements. He has said he believes the plan does. Governor Sean Parnell said the feds, in their rejection, relied on an inaccurate interpretation of the law. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is down $19 to $1,308.70. Silver is down 29 cents an ounce to $19.54. Zinc is at 82 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is expected to arrive at 8:55 and to depart at 9:40. It is unofficially 56 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 9.5 minutes after 8 o'clock.